you love. I hate the way you talk. I hate the word you use.
Welcome, everybody, to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast. It's our 20th episode. We've been promoting this as a very special episode because it's our first one with guests.
It is. Yeah. Very special guests. The most specialists of guests.
So special. Like special, special, special.
Well, not like
one's a ghost,
apparently. Education or anything like that, but
we'll talk later. You guys want to introduce yourselves or do you want us to introduce?
We're the offspring.
Not to be confused
of
with the
one
band.
Or the other. I'm Carol's first daughter.
My only daughter.
Only daughter.
My only daughter. Corey, the girl, daughter. And in American Idol fashion, I'm 27 years old. As of this week.
What are you going to sing for us, Corey? All right.
I'm the second offspring of Carol.
This sounds like a Game of Thrones kind of thing.
Only son. My name is Mark. And yeah.
It's true. All that is true.
I'm a young adult.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Hi, yeah.
Hey.
My name is Andrew. I am the only offspring of Joe.
That you know of?
Yes.
That he know of?
I am a guy. Yeah, I'm a guy. And I'm known for being tall. Let's just say that.
Is that
tell us how tall you are.
Wow, hey. It's whoa. Like she's done this before.
And how tall are you?
I am hopefully staying at 6'5", because being tall might be a burden at times.
You say hopefully, act like it's going to go backwards. It's not.
I said staying. Not yeah. Like, I hope it doesn't fluctuate. No, it's just, let's just stay at 6'5".
I think
you're
good.
Tall enough.
Yes, these are the children. They've decided to join us, and we don't know what they've prepared.
Yes, but it's our parents' 14th wedding anniversary, so we wanted to come
whoop
on
whoop.
Here and let you know
whoop.
How they really are.
How they really are.
How they really are.
The truth
right, folks,
shall
here it
show.
Is. How they really are. Go.
It's all coming out now.
In the morning, Joe wakes up and he takes a 45-minute dump. And we don't know why it's so long. Do your legs get tired? Do they fall asleep? Because if I'm on there for 10 minutes, I stand up and my legs are asleep. I'm
well,
falling. I'm going straight
that's
to
your
floor.
Mistake for standing up after 10 minutes. You got to give it another 35. You'll be
what's
good.
What's the halfway point? Do you stretch your legs on there?
Sometimes you got to give the toes a little wiggle, move the feet around a little bit. They do fall asleep sometimes, yes. It happens.
That might be a sign that you're there too long.
Maybe.
You need fiber, man.
Right?
Is that the point?
I'm not coming to you for poop advice.
Why?
There was a time where we bought you a t-shirt that said I pooped today because it was such an event.
That is true.
Oh, yeah,
right,
that's
true.
I don't get a lot of protein.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think fiber is the issue here.
Fiber.
Fiber
less,
con?
Less
maybe
queso,
you need to get
more
some fiber.
Fiber
con. Should I get someone and start lacing his food with it?
I don't know.
That'd be kind of funny.
So that's how Joe starts his day. And my mom starts her day. There's a 50-50 chance you're going to get one of these two things. She's either in an extremely obnoxiously good mood, like singing out the window, Snow White style, to the birds and the trees. And she
Snow
busts
White.
In your room
yeah.
when you're an angry teenager, like singing and dancing. Or it is do not speak to me or we're going to have a real problem today for the rest of the day.
Truth wow.
is one or the other. There is no in between.
I think you've mellowed in age anyway.
A little bit.
There's yes, not too many of those true. Mornings where you're all stoic and just fired up and mad at the world.
No, I still come wake up and come downstairs in my hoodie, though. Hood up.
Yeah, you go all
a very Eminem style.
You're all
morning.
8 Mile in
yeah.
the morning for sure.
Uh-huh.
Are you promised, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should make some spaghetti.
No, it's my mom's spaghetti.
Well, there's no Mekhi Pfeiffer, so it's just me.
Maybe that's why I'm so angry.
All right, well, guys, right. welcome. Ah! Thanks for joining us. We'll see where this all goes, I guess.
Which one of us kids was most challenging to raise?
Oh.
There's three of us here. True time.
Why is everybody looking at me?
Because you're the one we look to for answers.
I think because you have difficult children.
And when we're talking about children difficult to raise, are we only talking about the three of you, or is Joe included in that? Because I'm still working on that one.
Joe's not included.
Okay. Don't look at me like that. It's true and you know it.
You suck.
So I think it's different. So if I had to say, like, the younger years, I think Mark was more difficult or required more energy. And then I would have to say, if you're talking about, like, preteen, teenage years, absolutely, Corey, you were the biggest challenge of all three of you. Just saying.
You were exceptionally challenging, especially as a stepdad.
That's true.
Had kind of like no authority, but I did, but I didn't. And
you were new.
Yeah.
That's true.
It was a tightrope.
I was hard on Joe as a teenage girl with a new stepdad. I was hard on Joe. Really hard on Joe.
But yeah. Now we all love everybody.
Yes. Well, right. I was hard on you too.
Right?
Yeah, you were hard. Yeah. I don't know if you were any harder than any other teenage girl.
Yeah, you're probably just normal. But for me, it went from no daughter to teenage daughter. I'm like, poof.
You're welcome.
That's a very hard transition.
And then you've got the new wife with an attitude that says, you be quiet. You've got nothing to say about this.
Yeah. that honest to God, that was probably more difficult than dealing with any of the kids. Was dealing with you dealing with kids. We have different philosophies sometimes on things. And
I probably have different philosophies on a lot of things, but... And quite honestly, and I made this very clear before we got married, that my, you know, kids come first, right?
We talked about that. You didn't make it clear.
Well,
we talked about it. Yeah,
yes.
It wasn't like you said, here's my mandate. We said, this is how it's going to be, and we agreed on that.
Yeah, when it comes to these two, I'm kind of the school of, I'm sorry, I carried them, and they're my children, and what I say goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was very little there was very little room for anybody else's say into how I raised you guys or how I was going to raise you guys.
True story.
Sorry. That's how I was.
But we balanced each other well, though. Especially.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, but also, like, with you, I think you learned some of the gift of silence from me, or biting your tongue sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Whereas I'm much more reserved and be like, all right, just let this play out a little bit here. Let's see what's going to go on.
Yeah, and I think it's probably a female thing. To some things. Yes.
Yeah, probably, but.
Which is probably why her and I kind of clashed a lot.
Yeah. Ugh.
I don't know what you're talking about, Mom. I always thought you were a saint.
Boy.
Saint from the start.
Uh-huh.
I think we're getting some behind the scenes here because.
Oh.
You guys, to at least to me, you guys always seemed like a pretty united front.
We absolutely were for you guys.
We tried.
Yeah.
We tried to keep any dissent or discussion like that out of your exposure.
Oh.
So there. Because we did a good job. Boom.
And I can recall a couple times where Corey has said that, you know, I've had a lot easier because, you know, Mom lets me do a ton of other stuff or I get away with a lot more.
It's probably because she's already... raised one child, so I feel like she may have the experience.
I think it's the difference between boys and girls.
I think that's exactly what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
I always thought it was because he was
boys
the baby.
And girls
so
and different,
he's the baby, and so
different personalities, different strengths and weaknesses.
Well, even
all that kind
of even to the extent of if you're like going out with friends or party or something like that, you're more worried about a girl in that situation than you are,
yeah,
you know, teenage boys.
You know what's you want to know what's really funny? So my brother is 2.5 years older than me, right? So Uncle Paul. And I remember very vividly fighting with my mother when I was younger. And that was always my go-to was, you didn't used to say that to Paul when he was my age. And her response was always, he's a boy, it's different.
Yeah.
And now you can only imagine knowing me and who I am. I didn't give a crap mm-hmm. he was a boy. Nope, that didn't fly with me. But so at the time, I was like, I don't see the difference. Absolutely, there's no difference. There's a little bit of a difference as a parent. A little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you just become, you know, as much as Corey wasn't a fragile little, you know, demure little flower. She could hold her own and take care of herself, but still, you, I think, instinctually, you fret over girls more than boys, a little bit, because you don't want them to be taken advantage of.
Right. All right. Good answer.
Yeah. Well, and also, your brothers were older, so you saw how they were treated already.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you got there, and when it was different, you were, like, shocked. I just thought, I have strict parents, and, you know, man, I'm grounded all the time for doing all this stuff. And then my brothers got to my age, and they're doing all this crazy stuff and wilding out, and mom's just like, have fun. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, what? What the hell? So I didn't know that you were free going until the boys were older. I definitely just thought it was because they were babies. No. The babies.
They are. No. Mm. Well, they are, but still.
Okay, next question.
Yeah.
In the spirit of the anniversary special, how long were you two friends before being in a relationship?
Oh, for love of God.
A long time.
Yeah.
How long were you in the friend zone?
We knew each other for nine years. It was 95 to 04. So, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
9 years. Yeah.
But the really funny part is that I met Mark's dad at your first wedding.
Yeah. And truth time.
You didn't know that? Yes, I did. Yeah.
End result, blended family.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been quite a ride.
We could probably like make it a mini series if we wanted to.
You think a full mini series?
Maybe a couple episodes, maybe three. Hallmark Channel, maybe. I don't know.
We go straight to Hallmark. It's that bad.
Please do not mention.
Well, I mean,
Hallmark.
I don't think it's anything, you know, that great that it's going to be anything beyond that. But
I was going to say Lifetime.
Yeah, Lifetime's a little bit better.
Okay,
than
there
that.
You okay. go. Lifetime.
We
had an angry teenage girl in the house. This is Lifetime material.
All right, fair enough.
I have to deal with both Lifetime and Hallmark whenever I'm at my mom's house, especially around this time. She's always watching fucking Christmas movies and all that. And they're the same exact thing over and
same.
Over again.
The really funny part
those
is
channels?
The way that you say it.
Yes.
Same.
Yes.
He says
no.
it so grim.
Hallmark apparently started Christmas in like June or some shit like that. So it's so generic. It like seriously.
Oh,
I hate
boy.
It so much.
Well, you're not gonna worry about that here.
Nope.
Yeah.
What's next?
I lost track of where we've
just been. Ask any of them, doesn't matter. Just you don't have to repeat, do something new.
All right, marital advice.
Oh, yes.
It's 14th anniversary, 14 years together. You guys got to have something. I have some marital advice that my mom has given me in the past that's actually really good. And it's always kind of shell-shocking when my mom gives me relationship advice because it's just not something we really talk about. We're both kind of like independent women. We don't really talk about, you know, like mushy-gushy stuff. So it's kind of rare that I ever reach out, you know,
yeah,
and be
and
like, what's your advice on this, Mom?
Yeah, relationship, I don't normally give advice on that kind of stuff because there are repercussions to that, and I don't want to ever give anyone advice where there are bad repercussions and be responsible for that, so.
Give me advice all the time. You got no problem doing that.
Are you asking for relationship
I'm
advice?
I'm not asking for any advice, actually, yet I get it.
Oh, that.
Again, back to the whole, I'm still trying to raise you.
I don't even know if that made it in here. That might have been the old question.
Okay, so.
That's simple as that. Just find someone you like and then go from there. Go, just go with the flow.
Go with the flow is good. You never know. And it's true.
What do you say all the time,
flow.
Mark? Never mind.
All right. What were you going to.
Roll with the punches.
Roll with the punches?
Roll with the punches. That's what it is. Like five times yesterday or some shit.
So, all right, Cor. Relationship advice my mom has given me, just to kick this off. Long-term relationships take a lot of hard work. A lot of hard work. And the work that you put into it is worth it and will bring you closer in the end. And this is true. She gave me this advice. I went back into conversations. I saved stuff in previous years just for just for a time that I could say mom gave me relationship
just
advice.
She's like, someday they're going to do a podcast and I'm going to get to talk about this on there.
If it wasn't for quarantine, this wouldn't have happened at all, I'm sure.
Right. But, you know, she said long-term relationships take a lot of hard work. And I've been in a couple of long-term relationships now, and she's right. They do take a lot of hard work. So I think that's something to remember for a lot of couples, that it's not easy to make it last. And then the other thing that she told me was that you would be surprised what being in love will get you through. And just having love will get you through a lot more than you think, as long as it's there. And I thought that was really important, too. So now what do you guys have any relationship advice? Because I do have relationship advice questions on hand if you don't have any advice on the top of your bean.
I don't have any on the top of my bean. I say you ask.
Okay.
I'm really surprised, because in reality, you are way more mushy-gushy than I am as a general.
Right, but I don't just have like vague general advice that, you know, loaded in the chamber here. I need to, if there's a question, I might have something, but locked and loaded.
Okay. So here's a good one. Should you go to bed angry?
You should try not to. But even if you do, you should tell them that you love them.
Okay.
Or you just deal with sleeping on the couch for one day.
My initial reaction is, yup. But I will say, yes, it's okay. You should go to bed and tell them that you love them. Because sometimes a good night's sleep will change your perspective in the morning.
And what she means by that is she expects me to agree with her when I wake up.
Whoa. Bingo.
I say just don't talk about it. Unless that's such a big situation like that, that it has to be talked about the next day.
You always got to talk stuff out.
Avoidance will is never a good idea.
That makes you more angry.
Bitter and resentment will come out of that.
So, yes, it's okay to go to bed angry, but as long as your spouse knows that you love them. Okay. And that it's okay to disagree on stuff sometimes.
Okay. As long as it doesn't go away forever.
Even angrily.
You have to readjust it the next day.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Next question. Married for 14 years. Would you recommend?
2-star review. Yelp, the Novak marriage. A lot of ups and downs.
4 out of 5, would you recommend?
2 out of 5. Would I recommend what? Marriage?
Yeah.
Yes, if you find the person that you love and you want
to
spend the time with. Yeah.
Tax benefits.
Right, there's perks.
I forget about the
tax write-offs. When you have kids, you can write them off.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, you don't have to technically be married to enjoy being with someone and living with them and enjoying life together, right? You don't have to technically be married in the law or by a priest or anything like that. What it really comes down to is what 2 people want, right? Are there tax benefits? Yeah, there are. Our government says there's benefits to,
It's a little kind of alarming that out of all that question, you mentioned tax benefits. Out of should you get married, the taxes are great. I mean, that's your answer.
If we didn't ever actually get married, would anything be any different?
Yes.
Why?
We wouldn't be married.
But
it would be completely different.
Pretend that word doesn't exist. What would be different?
What are we talking about?
We wouldn't be living in this house. I'll just say that.
If the word doesn't exist, how can I talk about it? But no. Anyway, that's a terrible answer you gave. Don't
see,
take her
advice.
See,
it's okay to disagree.
Okay,
yeah.
So
going to bed angry on that one.
And mom says, yes, taxes are good.
She's like, sure, as long as you get good taxes and you tell them you love them at night, everything's fine. That's great. She's so lovey-dovey.
Okay, well, then mom's ready for this next question.
Uh-oh.
What's the best thing about being married? To each other.
To each other.
Your mom.
You want to repeat that too?
I'll go first. She always makes me laugh because she's super goofy and weird and silly, and that cracks me up.
I think that's the complete opposite.
I don't know. I always thought we've always made each other laugh.
because we're weird.
I know. That's true. What I'm saying. I literally just said that.
It's true.
So, yeah, but that's one of the fun parts about being married to you is that you always keep me on my toes. I don't know if you're going to, like, come out and, like, punch me in the neck, or you're going to, like, tase me, or you're going to do some stupid dance or whatever. Right?
All true things. You never know what she's going to do.
Which probably provides the cause for a lot of my anxiety. I'm always like, ugh.
You're incredibly twitchy. Next. It's kind of weird sometimes. I don't know why. That's weird.
And we know your mom's answer already is tax write-off, so what's the next question?
No,
that's not true.
Mom was the best thing about being married.
If I had to the...
to me.
No, you know, honestly, I always know, no matter what, that you will always support me, no matter what. You could completely disagree with a decision I'm making, but you will always support me on it if that's what I want to do.
Yeah. We've done that. You're right.
That's nice. Okay, now I have the opposite.
Oh, yeah.
What's your biggest pet peeve about the other? And how do you overcome it? Dr. Phil style.
Biggest pet peeve.
Biggest pet peeve.
Wait, Joe's got to get out his list, and you want him to just pick one?
How do you cope with the pet peeve?
What is the biggest pet peeve? Oh, my God.
Also, I don't like that term, pet peeve. There's just nothing else to describe it.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
It's just the one thing that I do that annoys you the absolute most. And just for the record, there's a lot of them for
is
him.
Is it tazzing?
So.
No.
Yes, the tazzing.
I honestly don't know. I'll have to think about this. If you got one ready to go, I'm sure you do. Fire away. I think I've just gotten so used to your mom's quirks that, like, I don't know that, honest to God, this sounds like a cop-out. I don't know that there's a pet peeve.
I feel like I annoy the shit out of you on the regular.
I think we both do annoying shit to each other, sometimes on purpose, sometimes not. But I don't know if there's, like, one thing, like, man, if only she didn't do that.
I could think of one thing.
Oh. Uh-oh. All right.
Well, let's hear it then.
What's the one thing that drives you nuts, huh?
I think you know the answer to this, especially on a night like this. When playing games, Carol will go on wild tangents during the game, in the point in which we have to wait at least 5 minutes just to resume the game, just to tell a story.
I have important things to say.
Oh,
damn
it. We're playing games like board games together as a family. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love doing that, but. Carol, you make it straight up unbearable sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Wow.
Be honest.
All right.
Straight up unbearable.
Straight up.
That's also kind of my fault. I egg her on. I prompt her with stories, and I'll be like, hey, Mom, guess what happened to me? And I'll tell her a little tidbit, and then she'll just take it away.
Yeah, I get stories, take it away.
Oh, my God. Especially in Taboo. Oh, my God. Do not play Taboo with this lady. Seriously. She'll try to describe, like, light or like flashlight or something. It'll be like, it's this thing. Yeah. Like, it's, you don't have time for that. Like, say, it's taboo. You're timed.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a specific pet peeve at all. Truthfully.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Mark, what is it that annoys you about me?
Oh boy.
It's hard to say because I feel like a good part of the flaws or just like the pet peeves that, you know, like Andrew said, or like some of the things that, you know, Joe may have consciously thought about, but, you know, just had just gotten used to. I also have, like, I have a lot of the same qualities as you. So a lot of the times I just don't get to complain about them because I sit back and I say, holy shit, I do the same thing. So.
right,
no,
I'll
one is
that.
Probably just harassing me before I leave the house.
Oh,
mainly
yeah.
Because I'm a dude and I'm just like, I'll find my way back no matter where I go. So, but probably just that. I mean, that's probably the only thing I can really think of.
But there's only really, like, the only thing I really ever.
But it's kind of your job as a mom.
Yeah.
Though, so I don't,
it's always the same questions for like years now.
Yeah.
Where are you going? Who are you going to be with? What are you going to be doing? How are you getting home?
It's funny that you say that because, like, how we were talking about before, how it's different raising a boy and a girl. How the difference is when Mark would give you all the answers to those questions, his answers were fine. And you just wanted the answers. But when I gave you the answers to the questions, you didn't like my answers. And then that's what got
me
in trouble.
Wait
a second. I don't want you. I don't want you to go with that person. On that time, that's not good enough. You need to be earlier than that. And actually, I'll pick you up. They will not be giving you a ride home. I'll be giving you a ride home. All right, Mom. And next thing I know, all my plans changed.
I would just give her a hard time about answering them, so I'd resist answering them for as long as I could. And then finally, when I gave her vague answers, that was enough for her because of how long I went without giving her answers. So that's how you get around that one.
Well, good advice now that she's 27.
Yeah.
Finally, I know the answer.
Okay. So interrogation time. Now, you guys have both mentioned this on different podcasts, so you guys can't act like we don't listen to the podcast. But
you know we weren't lying then.
I know that Mom has admitted by a passing, when Joe's asked if she's smoked weed. So I need
lies,
to know
lies, all lies.
When you smoked weed, Mom.
Lies.
This isn't lies.
Ah, fine, whatever.
When? Why? How? Did you like it?
The world needs answers.
I'm blaming your biological father. That was his thing. I was young. I was a kid. I was easily coerced. Sure, fine, whatever. I'll try it.
And then you had me.
Just that one time, huh?
Yeah.
I,
honestly.
Nope. I don't buy it.
It's
I
a weird,
definitely
yeah.
don't buy that.
I think the whole smoking weed thing is a little weird.
Weird.
Yeah.
All right, let's send the question over to the other side of the table.
Which side is that? We're all kind of around the table. Yeah, right.
In this situation, that's to you boys.
To the Novaks. Andrew?
I'm being honest, I've never smoked weed in my life.
Have you ever had a contact high?
What?
Contact high? What? From being around other people smoking it. Like Dave Matthews Band concert.
I don't think so. Especially at the Dave Matthews concert. Because when it comes to that, like, yeah, other people can enjoy the music by smoking weed while listening to it. But I like the music for what it is. And I was focusing on that. Maybe I got a little happy. I don't know.
A little happy. There's definitely a lot of weed at that concert for
there
sure.
There always yeah. is at Dave Matthews Band concerts.
Yeah. Literally, like, the instant the first song started, I already smelled marijuana. I'm sure at least like three people just hit the blunt instantly.
There was actually a place there in Toronto where legally you could go at the venue.
Tent?
There was a weed
was,
building
yeah, was,
right
was
inside of there.
It looked super cool.
At the Dave Matthews Band concert?
Well, yeah.
They were in
part of
the
that,
stage,
that
yeah.
venue has it, but yeah.
It was super
it's
cool.
It's there all the time. I've never smoked weed, even though I've been around it a ton in my life. Never had a desire.
You've been around it a ton?
Yeah, in high school, there's everybody. I ended up playing in bands and all that kind of shit in high school like that. People were smoking weed all over the place, but it wasn't my thing.
Now yeah, you got to throw it back to that side of the
that
table.
That side of the table, Mark.
No, in my 19 years, there was an incident where I had accidentally, actually.
Accidentally?
Accidentally put a joint to your lips
that's
and not
that,
know.
See, that's not how it happened.
Well, it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a joint, Mom.
Yeah, see, that's.
Now we'll get to you there, Cheech. Hold on.
So, I mean, the crowd that I was in high school wasn't big into that, and a lot of my like I kind of have a small circle, so a lot of the friends I hung out with weren't into that. But I mean, there was a time I went to a house party, big house, and like $500,000 if I had to guess, and there was a lot of people there, and there was food out. And,
yeah, edible.
And so, no, I'm not gonna lie, I was drinking. I mean, I do that at parties. But me and a couple of my friends had went over there, and I had unfortunately, accidentally, made a bad decision, and I paid for it. yeah.
I paid for it.
So technically, I've never smoked weed.
You're like, guys, these brownies are really good. You gotta try these.
Yeah, no, they were just chocolate chip cookies.
Ah.
Oh.
Yep. I didn't know that was possible until that night. So.
Yep.
Everything's possible with weed, I'm pretty sure. I would know. I wouldn't know, but I promise you.
Get some of those stars of death from Joey Diaz.
Interrogator, do you want to comment on this topic?
Is this Mad Libs? We can fill in the blank. Smoke a lot of weed.
That's my answer.
All right. Okay. Indeed.
I see. That's all you're going to say?
Do you want to know how many times?
Yes.
Could you count how many times?
A day?
A day. I would love to know how many times a day, please.
I blame your genes.
Realistically? Yeah.
No,
like a weekend
I don't want to know.
Or a weekday.
Both.
I like not knowing.
It doesn't change what happens.
It doesn't change. I mean, I don't know. Daily.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
Daily.
How are you shout out?
How do you afford smoker? That?
It's shockingly cheap. It's almost legal. It's not cocaine.
It's shockingly cheap.
It really is.
I'm going to have to look into this.
Right. Yeah, how are you shout out your dealer, huh?
When you buy in volume.
Shout out to Marcus.
No, but funny story. When I was a little kid, my dad used to have a cigarette making machine where you could roll your own cigarettes. But now, in this day and age, when I look back, I think to myself,
did he
have that for cigarettes?
Right. You could easily buy cigarettes at the corner store.
Why go through the struggle of making them?
Yeah.
Right. What was he rolling?
Rolling.
I don't know. It was literally a machine where you had a little paper and you put the, and it had little filters and.
You know what people my age use that for? Weed.
I'm just saying.
Unfiltered.
I have a great idea, actually.
What is it?
So some of us have done it once, some have done it many times, and then me and my dad, you know, we haven't done it at all. If it becomes legal, I feel like we should get together again.
Do a weed episode?
Yes.
And all smoke weed?
The 420 episode.
Yeah, the 420.
How about 42nd? Well,
shibby.
I would do it.
That would be awesome. Although, I mean, does it hit instantly?
You'll find out.
It depends. Let's see. Okay, so we did interrogations. We did relationship advice. Do you guys have any faux pas to call out from the week before?
Faux pas?
No, from the last episode.
I didn't even re-listen to it, so I don't know. I don't think so.
I did, but I don't think so. I didn't find any.
I don't think I had any.
We've had enough. Why you gotta call us out on our faux pas?
What the hell, man?
I'm just saying. What is it called when you have a thing to pick?
A retraction or a bone to pick?
A bone to pick.
Uh-oh.
I have a thing to pick.
She found something.
What is it?
I do, and you're both guilty of it. And it comes from us lazy folk.
The fuck is a faux pas?
It's like a mess up, a screw up.
A mistake.
A faux pas.
What the fuck is a faux pas?
Oh, God. So you're both guilty of this, and you've done it on multiple episodes. But if you've listened before to their podcast, they talk about exercising a lot and running a lot. And you're both guilty of this. You both will say something like, only 2 miles. But you guys are different because Joe will say it about himself. Shocker. You'll say, I only ran 4 miles. I only ran 2 miles. So he'll say it about himself, but Mom will say it about other people.
Yeah.
I have.
Didn't I mention that to her too?
It's not in a nasty way, like, oh, they only ran 2 miles.
It kind of is. It's just not in that tone.
Big potato.
Yeah.
No, it's usually
never call someone a potato.
Big potato. No, it's usually like, oh, well, they already ran 26 miles, so what's only 2? Well, to me, only 2 is like, I wouldn't run 2. I'd have to drive.
You run 2 miles all the time. Don't give me that.
When do I walk 2 miles?
All the time.
I live in South Buffalo. Everything's within a mile.
It's true. Yeah, so stop being mean to other people. They're out there running and putting in miles. A mile's a mile.
I know. Okay, Joe. Quit being mean to yourself. 2 miles is 2 miles. That's a big deal.
My self-deprecation is a whole other topic. I've been on that.
I've been in the place where it was talking to one, 2 miles.
Right.
See, she called you out for talking shit.
For two people who are so extremely active, they only have one child who's relatively athletic, and no, it's hard. me and Andrew will pass.
Let's be honest. Neither of us were extremely athletic until
our
adult years.
Together,
yeah.
Really?
Wait, what?
That's when it changed.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You played soccer in high school.
I played soccer. I was a cheerleader.
So neither of us were really athletic until we got together. Yes, that's correct.
I think somebody, you also ran track, too.
That's right. I ran track.
All right. What's the next question?
Well,
this is stupid.
You guys are athletic. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
There was points when I wanted to get athletic just because you guys were like just there. There was the one influence. Point in which I felt like it was weird to be in this house because basically everyone was quite fit. Like, and it felt really awkward for me just to be sitting in my room and playing video games. So
good.
I think it's since seventh to ninth grade, I was part of the cross country team. I didn't do great.
You hated it too.
Yeah. And it was really weird, but it did help a little bit. And then, you know, my athleticism kind of dropped down from there, but then kind of raised back up with my first job that I got. And I'm pretty sure I got to like, what, right now I'm like 205 at least, but now I'm or not now, but when I first got my previous job, when I was working in a doggy daycare, yeah, I was working in doggy daycare, I lost a lot of weight because my god, that was exhausting to deal with those dogs.
Just chasing dogs around all day.
Yeah
you're gonna
god.
Lose all your
it
calories
is
that way.
So exhausting.
Yeah, but between the two of you, I mean, Mark did, like, every sport, hockey, baseball, football, lacrosse.
Wrestling.
Yeah,
I danced. I was going to say dancing was your thing.
Dancing is a thing,
and that's yeah, that's incredible, well, especially all the classes you took. I know. I drove and paid for them. It was not, you know, like you took one class a week. You were there, like, 4 or 5 days a week.
Well, the thing about dancing is I never considered it a sport because it wasn't, like, cardio wise, you know, like in a football game, you're running across the field for like 2 hours back and forth, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but dancing
different.
Is like, it's all you got, every ounce of energy you have,
yeah,
in 5 minutes, and you put on that dance,
mm-hmm,
and it will be perfect for those 5 minutes, and it's like everything you have in your whole life in those 5 minutes. So they're different, but that was your faux. Those are your faux pas.
I see.
Only a
That's
few
it?
Miles. Only a few miles.
All right.
Don't say only.
I'll take that as my only faux pas.
Yeah. Some of us strive for a mile. When I run a mile, I'm dead after. Screw the turkey trot. I'm not making that.
Yeah, that was.
I'll turkey trot painful. To the table for more mashed potatoes.
That was a painful time.
That was my only faux pas for you guys.
All right. I'll take it. Fair enough.
What else do we got?
What do you got? Anything else?
I think that's all I got.
Okay, well.
Andrew's got something.
Yeah, I just want to mention, I've already, you know, kind of roasted Carol a little bit on what she does during game night.
Boom, roasted.
I think I can just mention something in general about my dad.
Did I win too much on game night?
I don't.
No, you might rage too much on game night.
Oh, my God.
All right, let the boy talk.
This is the one thing that I hate, that the gene got passed down to me, of impatience.
Oh, got it.
Oh, my gosh.
Impatience. I'm terribly impatient.
If you send my dad 2 texts consecutively quickly, so you hear that he hears the text message tone twice, he will get fucking... he'll erupt. He gets so.
Wait,
pissed.
You're not on this end of it to hear it.
Well, yeah, I sometimes am.
Yeah, he's talking about the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you meant like when you text him twice in a row.
Oh yeah, no, I do that.
Oh, that too.
I do
yeah.
That too, and I get that from my mom. I try my best not to do that though.
But I would rather get one text that is
super long,
10 paragraphs,
right,
than get 5 texts in a row.
Yeah,
stuff.
But see when I.
Corey's that kind of texter too.
I do. I'll send you 75 texts in a row, and they'll all be 3 sentences
yeah.
long.
Yeah. I mean, I try to minimize that. Maybe I have like a last minute thing I had to send to him, but it doesn't. It also doesn't help that his text tone is the tripod noise from the 2005 War of the Worlds movie, which is just this giant loud
annoying
sound. It's like a loud siren. And it does not help.
What does that have to do with it? It's the fact that somebody's sending multiple texts that annoys me.
Because you hear that twice, yeah. And I feel like that's an effect.
I have zero patience for most things, not just text messages. So I know I realize everybody at this table, I'm definitely not easy to live with. I'm sorry. I have no patience on shit. So many things annoy me.
If you talk too slow, he's gonna start revving you up. You know.
So when I took that... During the beginning of COVID, I took a stand-up comedy thing on Helium online, though. It was like live classes with one of their instructors. And
they kicked you out of class?
No, they did not. I excelled. They gave me passing grades, and probably they said I was probably one of the better students I've ever had. But the first, like, you had to do jokes over Zoom. It was kind of weird. I'd never written jokes before, and you had to do 3 minutes. So my first... joke, it was like, I think I talked about this on a podcast earlier, was like my soul coming out, because the very first line of the very first joke I ever wrote was, I am a big fan of brevity. And brevity is, get right to the point, use as few words as you can, all that. And that is like, to what you're talking about, that is exactly who I am. I even referenced in that joke, the Ocean's 11 thing, when Brad Pitt's coaching Matt Damon, he goes, don't use 7 words when 4 will do. Fewest words possible, get to the point, tell me what you want, that's it, done.
Cut to the chase.
I'm raising my hand.
Yes.
You might want other people to interact with you that way, but just for the record, that's not how you interact with other people.
It is a little bit.
I've been there when you've told stories, dude.
Yeah, that's telling a story.
Yeah, and see,
if you're telling me you want cheese from the store when I'm there, don't make that a big ordeal.
And see, that like the reverse happens, in which... If he's talking too long and I would try to stop him, he would get all pissy at me.
Exactly.
So I don't do that.
I'm a complicated man, Andrew. What do you want?
Yeah. And Joe will tell one story. They could tell the same story and Joe will say it in one sentence and Mom will say the same story
in 10 years. It will take
10 minutes
it's
at
been
least.
A decade.
And there's also like 3 side stories that go with it. But I do like the side stories. That's why me and Mom talk so much, because yeah. I appreciate
the side stories are important.
And that's why I'm glad you come over.
They build on top of each other, and it makes for one great story.
Exactly, and you get the full feel.
Yeah,
you
it's like you're there.
The side story.
No,
it's like you're there, and it's hereditary because I tell stories the same way. Ryan doesn't.
I
like
do that
it.
With you even too. I'm nicer about it, but I'm like, yeah, come on, what?
Yeah. Except I don't do that to you. I just let you ramble.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that that's annoying, so I don't do that.
You do.
No. Anyway, what's going on? What's next? Do you have anything else?
I don't have anything else.
Mark or Andrew?
Mark?
No.
Nope. I don't
know. No? You don't have anything for your Facebook Marketplace update? You didn't do any research this week?
No, I skipped it because I figured we had other stuff going on.
Oh, all right. I don't have the bumper music yet, but we talked about that, saying it wouldn't be ready until next week because of this episode. But I do have a celebrity death update. Are you done?
Buying
celebrity
more
death
time.
Update. David Prowse is dead.
I don't even
Did
know
you know
that,
that you know gay that penguins have been known to steal eggs from straight penguins and raise the chicks as their own?
You just wanted an opportunity to say the word penguin.
Penguin! Yes. It's true, though. This is true. More penguin facts.
Did you know that some people pronounce it penguin?
Dumb people pronounce it penguin.
In the Midwest, yeah. They say penguin, like pink, penguin. We say penguin, but I'm kind of coming around to penguin.
No, it's...
I think it's cuter.
What is this?
I think I'm going to switch.
What is this?
That's a pen.
Right, pen.
Not a peen.
Peen or a pen. It's a penguin.
It's a peen. It's a pen. Penguin.
Good God. But that's fun. I thought that was hilarious. Gay penguins have been known to steal eggs from straight couples and raise the chicks as their own.
It's rude.
That's so hilarious to me.
In mythic, all this mispronunciation.
How do they know the penguins are gay?
Well, they're both boys or girls. So
they've observed them for a significant amount of time.
I'm assuming so.
They seem
you probably
to
only need a couple minutes.
They're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
They got their own bar? What is that? Yeah, I think that's hilarious. So that's it, huh? You guys have fun doing this?
Yeah.
You guys can be guests whenever you want. It's always here.
Yeah. Honestly, I did have quite a bit of fun.
Good.
During this.
It's enjoyable to do. I'm glad we finally got together to do this.
Yeah, and I hope we really get together for the 420 episode.
Next time, I think you should prepare more. And because of your poor preparation, you're all grounded. So
grounded again.
It's back.
Good luck enforcing that.
Yeah, right. Hey, you're grounded.
But yeah.
Yeah, I've got my car. I'm out.
Yeah, I know.
Can't take my phone because it's basically a necessity nowadays.
I can cancel all your phones right now. Not Corey's anymore. Damn it.
That's true. I'm 27. I have my own phone line.
My own plan, man.
Just for grounding. Jesus, that'd be horrible.
All right.
We have to repay for that.
But 14 years they've been married.
Do what?
When you have to like repay if you cancel like the...
I can cancel. I can just go online and stop your phones for any amount of time I choose, which I've never done. All right. Well, that was fun.
It was.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
We're really proud of my mom and Joe for doing this because, you know, like that guy from what's the show? American Ninja Warrior.
Oh.
Who shouted out you guys.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Like he said, you know, you guys have like no idea what you're doing and you just wanted to do it. So you did it. And now you've done 20 episodes and a lot. I'm kind of shocked that you guys are at 20 episodes, especially because this is totally in Joe's realm. Like I could totally picture him being a radio voice.
Right.
But
yeah.
Like my mom is so the opposite. And the funny thing is when she gets on these podcasts and goes on like these mom rants and I'm like, there's mom. But like I can tell she's fired up about something because normally she wouldn't
passionate.
Be into this. So we're just really proud of them.
Well, thanks.
This is awesome. I'm so glad they're doing this and I'm glad I get to hear a side of them that wouldn't generally come up in conversation at the dinner table with us kids.
And we get to let the whole world know now, too.
Yes.
That's a blessing for everyone.
Yeah. And honestly, like with all this equipment and all that, and maybe not professional, but I think it's close to it.
Oh, it's professional.
It's professional. There's a hole in the table.
There's
where
cords
the
with holes in it. Or holes with cords in it.
It's better than I would do, probably. But I honestly just them doing this, and I really do think I want to start my own podcast at some point in my life, at least. Maybe not like this one when it's just kind of improv and talk about life, but more just maybe news or something. I don't know. It's really interesting.
Well, you did for your class project that review thing, and you reviewed a couple of things, and that was a good start. So I think you should keep doing those.
Oh yeah, totally. I didn't prepare for it.
Andrew but dot Andrews.
Andrews.pics
on Instagram. There you go.
Go check it out. There's a link in the description to go to my YouTube channel. It's definitely amateur at most, but
it's good though. It's a good start.
Yeah.
You all got to start somewhere. You listen to our first two episodes, it sound like donkey shit.
Well, those are just podcasts though. These are videos.
Nevertheless. All right. It's been fun.
Definitely.
Always.
We'll see you guys next week.
See you.
That's all.